What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your Bay Area. I'm back on camera and without AirPods and my phone with a laptop and a microphone. Look at that technology. What a time to be alive. We are in off-season mode, but before we dive into anything Super Sharks heavy at the end of the week and then going forward, we figure people might want a little playoff primer, cleanse the palate of San Jose before we move on. So today we'll be doing an East preview. Some games have already been started. We'll take that into account when we're doing the preview because we're recording this as some of them are going on. So we'll do the East, then we'll do the West, and then we'll get back to Sharks talk. Lickety split.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is co-host JD via, I don't know. I was reading the odds when I was trying to think of this. I was gonna say the Mike Bossy to my Guy Lafleur, two dead NHL superstars in a week. Yeah. Seemed funny, but not that funny. So I didn't go with it until after the fact. Yeah, playoff hockey. Have you picked a team? Are you one of those people that like will pick a team and bandwagon them?
I'm rooting for the Panthers because I want Joe Thornton to win a cup. So yeah.
Do you think if Florida wins and Thornton gets the cup, do you think he retires?
Yes.
He can like finally rest.
Yes. Very Thanos. I can rest now. Yes.
He's so close to the all-time games played record though.
I don't think he cares about that. I think he just wants to.
I think he just wants cup.
Yeah. So I want a cup. You know, some protection from down there. Oh, knee pads, huh? No, a cup. Oh, what? Could you spell it for me? I want to see you. That's what Joe Thornton wants.
He wants a CBP? Yep. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we could arrange that. I think he probably retires, especially because he hasn't played a lot of games. I think he got hurt. He keeps getting scratched. It would be nice to see him. If Florida does go on a deep run, it would be nice to see him get some playoff run and not be like a passenger. Well, he's going to be a passenger either way. He's not that great anymore. But a passenger so far in the press box. It'd be nice if he...
I think he's going to have a big moment. I think in the playoffs, he's going to have a big moment.
A rooster trick?
Not a rooster trick, but I think he's going to score like a big goal or something like that in the playoffs. So
that'd be dope. Imagine he scored the Stanley Cup winning goal.
Oh, my God.
To cap off his career. That would be nasty. Good place to start, though. Florida versus Washington. Florida is, all of these odds are courtesy of our friends Bet Online. Florida's minus 360, Washington's plus 290. Those odds have been getting wider as we've gotten closer to playoff time. They haven't started. What's your selection?
It's gonna be I don't see how the Panthers just don't steamroll Washington, especially because Washington hasn't been playing very well this year. They're not who they once were, and you know those guys are getting older. And yeah, I give me the Panthers in like five. Give me the gentleman sweep. So
yeah. Oh, you're going gentleman sweep. So 3-0, Washington wins game four at home.
Yeah.
Florida goes back and wins. Gentleman sweep is such a good term for it.
Yes.
I think Florida also wins in five. Would not be shocked if they won in four.
No,
I think I'd be more shocked if it went the distance. Like if it went six or seven, I think it'd be.
If it goes over five, I'd be shocked. Yeah.
Yeah. Florida's insane. Like Barkov, Huberto. They traded for Claude Giroux, who's been awesome since he got there. They have Duclair, Verhaeghe. They have Montour. Ekblad's back. Bobrovsky put up a really solid season.
Spencer Knight, the goalie of the future. Like, yeah, they're.
I just don't see. I don't see how Washington wins. I mean, have you got confirmation if Ovechkin's completely out or?
I haven't seen that. Yeah, unless Ovechkin just goes like turns back the time machine and just is like.
I mean, he did score like 50 something goals this year.
Yeah, you know, but like if he puts up like 12 goals in a 7-game series or something like that, and it's just like, an absolute monster type of thing. Yeah, there's no way I can see it. So
yeah, and they've got to hope goaltending holds up. They're getting, like, Nick Backstrom isn't the player that we've seen formerly. You got to hope Tom Wilson stays in the lineup, and
yeah,
which I mean is always a 50-50 gamble. I just don't. Anthony Mantha is going to have to play really well. I don't see how Washington competes with the firepower of Florida. I know Washington still had over 100 points. Like, the East was crazy. The all eight teams who made it had over 100 points, which is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, but it was such a haves and haves not, where it's just like, you're either really good or you're just terrible.
It was like December, January, and we already knew who the playoff teams were going to be. Yeah. So I think we're going to really see, like, the cream of the crop here with Florida come out, and I don't really see anything different. Who's going to be your series MVP?
Ooh. Give me Huberto. He's very good. Yeah, it's
I was going to say Huberto or Barkov.
Yeah.
I think Huberto probably really wants to show that he should, or at least be in the conversation for the Hart, even though I think it'll be Shesterkin, Matthews, McDavid.
Yep. McDavid, who, like, quietly had, like, his best season ever. We're just, nobody's talking about it. Yeah, it's insane.
Yep. But Barkov also had, like, 70 points in 55 games or some heinous number like that. So I think they feast and we move on. So,
yep.
But before we move on.
Yes. Talk about Athletic Greens.
Ooh.
So Athletic Greens is a product that helps your gut health, especially if you're getting a little bit older. You want to take care of yourself a little bit better. It helps provide gut health, more energy, optimize immune system. And if you don't like taking pills or vitamins, you don't have to worry about that with Athletic Greens. What is it? It's just a scoop of powder that you put into a cup of water. You mix it up and you drink it. With that, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all those things. I believe Matt Nieto, who Origins Unknown, uses Athletic Greens. So if you want to go try it out, visit athleticgreens.com. And wow, they changed the copy. Sorry. Visit athleticgreens.com /NHL Network. You can go try it out. They'll send you a nice little pack of stuff. You get a little scoop. You get a nice little container for your Athletic Greens. And yeah, athleticgreens.com/NHL Network.
What if they called themselves, like, Athletic Purples?
I don't know. Greens just has that health
factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would be the worst cut. Athletic Browns. Why is it my buying my
Browns? It's one of those delicious Browns. Poop jokes will never be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Staying in the division. If I could read. There we go. We have the Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. This series was -110 on either side. However, the game is going on right now as we record. It's almost over. It's 5-0 with 26 seconds left for Toronto. Mitch Marner had a 3-point night. Matthew scored 2 goals. David Kampf scored a shorthanded goal. Sheldon Keefe went full brain injury, brainworms, and dressed Kyle Clifford over Jason Spezza, an effective Jason Spezza, and Kyle Clifford, 7 minutes into the game, ran somebody from behind very badly. Somehow you got a game misconduct and 5-minute major. Tampa didn't score on it, and they only took 2 shots, and Toronto had 3 shorthanded. Sick.
Yeah.
I am not going to put any stock in the Maple Leafs playing well for one game in the playoffs. Lest we forget last year when they're up 3-1 against a crappy Montreal team, or against Washington, or against Boston ad nauseum. There is, like, literally until the horn goes in the clinching game for Toronto will I believe that they actually move on. But they did look good. I mean, you can't take it away from them. Tampa also played one of their worst games they've played all season. I know halfway through the second, if they were to keep up that pace, it would be their worst possession and shot metric game of the season. Don't think that's going to happen again, but what do you think? the series.
I know that the Lightning won, or not the Lightning, the Maple Leafs won tonight, but I still have the Lightning in the series, like you said. I think there's too many demons and ghosts for the Maple Leafs, and I think this series does go seven, but I think the Lightning win it. They've heart of a champion, et cetera, et cetera. And until they lose, I'm going to keep picking the Lightning. And then until the Maple Leafs win, I'm going to keep picking against them. So,
I mean, not a bad strategy. You got to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay is the two-time man.
Yes.
People forget, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. They still have Kucherov. They still have Stamkos. They still have Braden Point. They still have Victor Hedman. Anthony Cirelli maybe hasn't turned out quite to the superstar they thought, but he's still good. Vasilevsky, arguably still one of the best two or three goalies in the league.
Yep.
It's going to be tough. And I think for Toronto, their goaltending is bad. Their defense is not that great.
And we've seen Toronto, their offense dry up in the playoffs many, many, many times.
I mean, it's a good start for Marner and Matthews that they actually had multi-point efforts and looked really good. Because last year they had like 1 point each or something like that. It was so bad. I also think Tampa takes his baby in seven. It should be a fun series. These are two really, really good teams.
Yeah.
It would be sick to see it go seven. Nice little overtime game seven. Oh,
buddy. And then Maple Leafs losing heart crushing faction.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would be
so good. Like, if the Leafs lose this series, you got to think that Keefe and his coaching staff are gone.
Yep.
You got to think that there's potential that Dubas is gone too, right?
They have to blow it up and try to start over or something. So yeah, there's gonna be major changes if the Maple Leafs aren't able to win this series. So
yeah, it's gonna be
crazy. I'm rooting for chaos. So
oh yeah, it's gonna be hilarious. Somebody's gonna swoop in there, and I mean, I don't think they would trade Marner or Matthews, but like, I don't know, why not take a swing at Marner? Nylander is eminently tradable. I don't know. Who is your series MVP?
I'm gonna go Victor Hedman. He good at the hockey.
But a very bad first game.
Yeah, that's okay. He good at the hockey, I think.
I'm gonna say, regardless of the outcome, I think the series MVP is Austin Matthews. 60 goals in regular season. He had two tonight.
Yeah.
I think even if they go down in flames, I don't think it'll be because of him, and he has an outrageous series.
Yeah.
So swapping over to the other division. We have, where is the top team? Who's the top team? Carolina. Carolina Hurricanes versus the Boston Bruins.
They beat down the Bruins tonight, didn't they?
Yeah. Carolina opened, or is before game puck drop, was minus 120. Boston was plus 100. Carolina beat Boston 5-1 tonight. Taylor Hall had the goal. Carolina. Trocheck 2.9. Seth Jarvis, rookie, scored a goal and had an assist 2.8. Teravainen, Svechnikov, Niederreiter, Slavin, Cole, Pesci, Domi, Aho, D'Angelo, Nichas all had points. Quite the performance from them. They looked dominant. We know that they're up 1-0. What's your prediction for the series?
Yeah, I have the Hurricanes winning this series. I know they don't feel as dynamic as they once were, but they're a very good defensive team, very good goal. Like we laughed at their goalie moves this offseason, but it worked out for them. They're literally the best goaltending tandem in the league this year. You know, they can grind you out. They're going to play sick defense, and then they have the guys who can score whenever they give the chances, you know. And like you said, Seth Jarvis, who's what, 19 or I think he's like 19 or 20.
19.
Yeah, he's sick. Vincent Trocheck. Like, yeah, they've got the guys. And, you know, when I know Boston, they have their perfection line, but they're just not a very deep team. And they've been struggling with that 2C question all the season. They've been, you know, in the third and fourth line. I don't think they can match up with Carolina's third and fourth line. So I just think Carolina's a much better team. So I think I have Carolina in like six, I believe I picked.
Wow. We're in lockstep here. I had Carolina in six as well. I think Boston, the crafty veterans get some games.
Yeah.
It's hard to go against Carolina. They were really good this season. It would be fun to pick against Carolina though, because they're annoying.
Yes.
More than anything. But yeah, I don't see how you stop. Like, look at the names they listed down. If Seth Jarvis is going to have a good playoff, then I think teams are going to be in a world of hurt. I don't know. There is a world where I see can Boston sneak this out, grind it out, knock it down, seven games.
Yeah, it feels like Boston, they have to win. They got to win all the 2-1 games and then, you know, and hope that they can.
Hope Allmark or Swayman can steal a game.
Yeah.
Win game 3 and game 4 at home. Go back to Carolina down 2-2.
Yep.
Try to win game 7. I think they're probably trying to just win all their home games and try to win game 7. Would probably be the strategy there, and just hope McAvoy is that all world Norris caliber defenseman. Hall steps up, perfection line is good. They get some chip in from somewhere else and the goalies can hold. I don't really trust Linus Ullmark, do you?
Nope. Yeah.
Who's your series MVP?
Give me Ranta. He had a good start tonight.
Anti Ranta?
Yeah. So he stopped 35 of 36 shots tonight. I think, like I said, they're built on their defense and goaltending. And I'm not giving it to the certain defenseman on the Hurricanes. So yeah,
Brady Shea.
Yes, exactly. It's me. I'm playing hockey over here. I'm gonna. I think Ranta. Like I said, that goaltending pair duo has been amazing all season. And yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really stop that. I'm gonna go Aho. He had 81 points in 79 games, something like that.
That's pretty good.
He's their best player. Not really anything groundbreaking for me, but he's already got an assist tonight. I think when the going gets tough, Aho's one of those underrated centers that people forget. He's more than a point per game player.
Yeah,
he's really good, and Carolina's pretty balanced. So I don't know if anybody other than maybe like Ranta will be like, oh my god, amazing. Svechnikov has that potential, but I'll just go with Aho. It's nice. It's fun.
Makes sense.
You know what, JD?
Gambler time.
Gambler. I can read that. You can bet on all these odds. I'm sure you can bet on who's going to be the Conn Smythe winner at the end of this whole shebang. You can bet on lots of different things, and you can do it all at betonline.net because they are your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and hockey playoffs and MLB starting up. You probably could have bet on the NFL draft, which just happened. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, if you're in that kind of thing, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Moving right along. By moving right along, we only have one more series.
The last series, yes.
We have the Rangers of New York taking on the Penguins of Pittsburgh. The Penguins. The Rangers are -120. The Penguins are +100. Sneakily, I think this series is a lot closer than people maybe give it credit for. But who do you got, JD?
I'm trying to remember who I picked. I actually don't remember who I picked. I think I had this game going 7. This series going 7. I would not be shocked at this series because it feels like feels very even between the two, but the Penguins have better scoring, I think, but the Shesterkin is the end all be all balance between the two, and you could just see him just going insane for the entire series and stealing this for
He's probably gonna win the Hart, so
yeah, it's just stealing this for the Rangers. Yeah, who did I pick? Well, I should probably look it up right now.
I think that's kind of correct. It's just if Shesterkin continues his heart caliber season, it's going to be hard for Pittsburgh to overcome. But I mean, there's questions about Rangers bottom six probably. Their defense is not exactly all world other than Adam Fox. Does Chris Kreider keep up his literally career season? I don't know. I think there's some questions. Definitely could see Pittsburgh winning. I think I had Rangers in six.
I think I put Ranger. I put the Pens in 7. So,
ooh, our first opposition. I have Rangers. I think the Rangers are. I think Shesterkin solves a lot of problems, and I think against a Pittsburgh team that their window's kind of closing. I mean, should never bet against Crosby and Malkin.
Yeah,
that's a good first rule. And Letang is still there. They have lots of steam. I'm sure they're gonna have some random guy like John McComputer face. That'll come up and have 8 points in 5 games.
Yeah, he's going to have 7 points in the series or something like that. So, yeah, the big question, though, is Pittsburgh's goaltending. We saw it implode, literally implode last year, and then Tristan Jarry, and then, you know, literally implode last year. And if, I mean, they were easily the better team, but they were, he literally was just forgot how to play goaltending, like Martin Jones level of forgetting how to play goaltending last year. And you wonder if that's still kind of in the back of his mind going into this season, into this playoff series. So,
yeah, I mean, Panarin could literally put up a bajillion points.
He could, yeah.
Lafreniere's having a good end to his season. They still have Mika Zibanejad. Chris Kreider's having a really good season. Dylan Strom. Ryan Strom? Various Strom.
Stromai.
Yeah, various Stromai are on that team. Could do some stuff. Adam Fox also was like a point per game.
He's good.
He's very good. So, defending North winner. I think the Rangers get it done. And I think it's hard questions in Pittsburgh this offseason. What do you do with guys that are 30, 35, 36 years old?
We have a lot of miles on them too. Yeah, they played.
They played a shitload of hockey. They basically made the playoffs every year that they're around.
Yep.
So, and then
Malkin, they've been playing since they're 18.
Years. Yeah, and Malkin had those KHL years too, where he played in the KHL as like a 15, 16, 17 year old.
Yep.
Who's your series MVP?
I'm gonna go Crosby.
You're going with Crosby? Oh, yeah, you picked Pittsburgh.
So,
I mean, it makes sense. If they're going to do anything, Crosby's got to go hard. Crosby's,
yeah, so.
I'm going Shesterkin. I think he shuts the door and is like, hey, we're good because of me. So, when you look at the odds for the Eastern Conference, Stanley Cup odds, Florida's the highest, 21-4. Fourth, the Leafs are next highest at fourth at 9-1. Then Tampa's 11-1. Rangers 12-1. Hurricanes 14-1, Bruins 18-1, Penguins 22-1, and the Capitals 40-1, which aren't the worst odds. Florida's 5-2 to win the conference. Do much more with that. Who do you? So you have Pittsburgh, Carolina round two, and you have Tampa, Florida round two. Who do you see as the conference finals?
I've got Florida and Carolina.
I have Florida Rangers.
Yeah, Southern hockey is so.
I have Florida Rangers. I have Florida coming out of the East because famously before the season I picked Colorado Florida in the 1996 rematch.
Yep,
we look very smart.
We do.
If you would like to talk about Eastern Conference hockey, playoff hockey, you can do that on the internet with us, Locked On Sharks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. YouTube, Locked On Sharks. Gmail, lockedonsharks@gmail.com. Listen to us, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Locked On Sharks. JD, not at Locked On Sharks. He's at my fry hole.
Kyle, is that Kyle Demetrius? Thank you guys for making us your first San Jose Sharks listen. Go check out the Locked On NHL show if you want to kind of learn more about these playoff teams. Or go check out one of the other amazing shows on the Locked On Network, such as
Locked On 49ers.
Bye, friends.
Debo be gone.
No, he's not.
More like D-go, Samuels. Am I right?
Yes.